Proclamation number 3458 of 7th of March, 1945. God can be found. God does not hide himself from you if you seek him. He allows himself to be found by everyone and enlightens the path which leads to him. And therefore no one who desires light will need to walk in darkness. No one who strives to possess the knowledge of God and his reign and activity will be denied it. For he reveals himself always and constantly. Every God-seeker will be able to recognize him if he pays attention to his thoughts which come to him from the spiritual kingdom, providing he desires information about spiritual questions, about God as creator and his living creations. For he does not keep himself hidden because it is his will that you should find him and because his love desires you, thus you should not remain separate from him. But anyone who wants to unite with God must have found him. He must have recognized him after he wanted to learn to recognize him. He must seek him in order to find him. And thus he must believe that God is. He must affirm a supremely perfect being, even though he cannot yet form an idea of him, yet he must feel in his heart that without this perfect being nothing can exist which is, so that he now desires this being. And his desire will be satisfied, for as soon as he believes that he is the creature of an omnipotent creator, the eternal creator will also take care of his creations, and this in an obvious way. He always and constantly steps into its path so that the child will get to know its father. And the child will also feel the father's love as soon as it shows love to him itself. Thus it will find God through love, just as God also allows himself to be found by giving love to the human being. Only people who feel love in their hearts will seek God. For loveless people don't want to acknowledge God. They close their eyes if he gets in their way, for they are in bondage to God's adversary who uses all means to dethrone God. And thus wants to deprive people of all faith in God. Anyone who seeks God and wants to find him can only do so through love. And therefore God reveals himself to people of love by enlightening their thinking, by removing the veil from their eyes, by revealing himself to them if they have become lovers. And thus profoundest wisdom is the result of the life of love. For every revelation of God contains wisdom within itself, whether it comes to the human being mentally or through the voice of the Spirit. Every revelation contributes towards the recognition of the eternal deity. God himself lets the human being gain insight into his role and activity in the universe and in the spiritual kingdom, and he is then introduced to profoundest knowledge which, in turn, brings him closer to the highest and most perfect being, because knowledge, recognition, deepens the love for God and love unites the human being ever more intimately with God, who is the eternal love himself. And God lets himself be found. He draws everyone who strives towards him to himself by virtue of his love, which never ceases and always embraces his creatures with the same strength. He seizes what approaches him and never lets it fall. For he desires his children because they are his creatures who, having come forth from his love, have gone astray and cannot become blessed until they have returned home to the Father's house again. And therefore God comes to meet everyone and seeks to guide him onto the right path. He comes himself to fetch his children home, and he rejoices in every child which seeks him of its own accord, because he possesses this child's love and can now make it happy with his love for all eternity. men.